Yeah, Stewart won't be a player for tonight's game. He's not ready. We didn't think we thought he'd be struggle a bit, so he thought he might be able to, but he won't be in the game. Today was an optional practice. Mm-hmm. No, Slater's day to day. Pardon? Yeah, well, Slater won't be in the game, so somebody's got to go in the game. So Setoguchi will go in the game, and then we'll see how he does.
How will you play center in that fourth line?
Well, we'll probably put Cormier in there, and then we'll see where the wingers fall and stuff like that. We've got some decisions to make on the wings. We're going to address an extra forward, and we'll make that a game time decision. For warm up.
What was your message, Cliff, to Devin?
Well, we just want players to play well, you know, and to try to get them to play to their capabilities. You know, I don't know Devin's game that well. I know him from seeing him on tape and watching him here. I think the puck has to be a bigger part of the game for him, and he's got to find a way to get it or to come to it, you know. I find him playing a little bit on the outside. I got to try to get him to the inside a little bit. And because he's a guy that can really shoot the puck, and he's a smart player, and he skates pretty well. He's got some good skill and some good speed. It looks like he's chasing the puck, you know, and it has to be a bigger part of his game. So he's got to go however you go get it. You talk more, you come to the puck more, you support it more, you play to the inside more. Those are all things that I'd like to see him do more of. Well, I agree with you. We haven't been as consistent as we like, certainly for the 60 minutes and in our game, you know. So part of that is that we haven't been able to get enough A games in the games, you know. And so our consistency has not been that great, because from game to game we're not sure what we're getting from players. So that's what we're trying to get to, you know. It's a lot easier when we're all going on high gear and we're all going well, you know. So we have an opportunity after last game, especially coming from behind, to use this as a stepping stone or a building block to have another consistent game, and that's what we have to focus on for us.
It must be easier when you get on a bit of a rhythm, instead of always trying to patch holes and get to a certain place, to get to a place and build.
Well, it is. It's a lot easier for players, because what happens is when you start to play well, you build confidence in your individual game and your team game, and then it becomes easier. You start feeling better about yourself, and then you're in a good place and your foundation is good. We've had a little struggle. It's been up and down, and we've had a little struggle with that. So that's something we're trying to get to be more consistent. And as I said, for me, we have an opportunity to build on last game in tonight's game, and that's something that we need to get ready to do right from the onset of the game, especially seeing that Nashville has played in Montreal and traveled, so that's an opportunity for us to take advantage of that.
Bob, have you got a player or players who have been consistent in all eight games that you can kind of use as a template, whether it's video or talking with the other players?
Sure.
Do this.
Well, I don't know that you'd use them as an example and say, do this, but we have had some players that have been fairly consistent, you know, and like Bufflin's been, for me, has been consistent this year as anybody. You know, Trouba's been fairly consistent as well. You know, there's been others as well that have been, you know, been fairly consistent. You want them to be consistently good.
Surprise you a little?
Well,
you wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, well. No, I didn't know, you know, I knew him a little bit to see his game. I knew his game enough. You just didn't know how what his response would be to the National Hockey League. And then the other thing that I thought has been really good about Jacob's game is his consistency, and his level of play has been fairly consistent through the games. I mean, he had the little bleep there where he turned it over, but these things happen. But I don't know how the minutes will get replaced. We'll see how the game goes. I'm not sitting here saying who's going to take those minutes. I think those minutes are up for grabs, and we got people capable of taking them. You know, so we'll see when the game starts and how the game goes if somebody's going to take those minutes.
It must be a bit of a comfort to you because of the version of Buff that we've seen so far.
Well, the thing that's comforting about Buff is that he's been consistent. He's been reliable, and he's defended real well. He's gotten way more stable in his game. It's not so up and down. He's minimized the risk in his game, which leads to the stability. And you can see in the eight games that we've played that he's a reliable teammate, and it gives us way more stability on the back. You know, so that's been a really good thing for us.
The point production hasn't dropped off either, which makes it
no. Well, yeah, it is. It's not like he's given one up for the other, but you see it in his numbers. We have different numbers that we chart and stuff like that, and they're not offensive numbers. They're just different based on different things, and you can see it in his numbers. They're a lot better this year than they were last year. Well, the areas vary in different things, but I mean, one of them is scoring chances for and against, and you can clearly see when you're a defender, you're on, you know, you depending on the minutes you play, you're on either every second shift or every third. If you're playing the top lines, a lot of times you're a minus guy because you're playing against top groups, but his numbers have changed quite a bit from this year to last year in the plus minus rating in the system that we use. I think what happened with the four is that the four defensemen left realized that this is what we got. We're going to have to get it done here. And I think it stabilized them, knowing they keep going out regardless. So sometimes that becomes easier. You get a way better rhythm in your game, and you know that your teammates need to rely on you. So I think for Grant, it helped them. You know, because I agree with you, at the beginning it was a little bit of a task for him. Yeah, because you're trying to get results in the game, you know. It's a tough thing to do, but in that particular case where you lose the defenseman, you have no choices. So sometimes it's like, hey, I gotta get it done. There's no option, you know, and so sometimes that helps you, and in his case it did help him.
Okay.
Thanks guys. Mm-hmm.